Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your hosts, Scott and Maria. That's me. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. Don't forget to dial 760 in front of it.
I'm sorry, you must dial 1760 when attempting to complete this call.
I'm getting used to the message. I'm getting used to dialing the 1760, so.
Oh, okay. I am whenever I pick up the phone and actually think about what I'm supposed to be doing. When I pick up the phone on automatic pilot, it still just does not happen. So, yeah, I almost guessed the answer to this one. You said it was like your hosts are like Scott and somebody. Raise my hand and go, oh, I know.
Me.
You, yeah.
Of course.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, listeners. Good morning to you.
And I'm glad to be back, too.
Happy cold, short day season.
Yeah.
And our guest today is Iriana Lembo, and she is a mental health rehabilitation technician, too, with a master's degree, correct?
Yes.
Sweet. In marriage and family, what's it called?
Marriage, family, and child therapy.
All right. Well, we're lining up here. The hosts are lining up for our free therapy after the show. You can practice on us to get your degree. Mario just got mine, too. So we're all ready to go. And what's our topic today?
Well, today we're going to be talking about the difference between a good parent and a responsible parent and pretty much everything that falls in between those two categories.
Like automatically be thinking good, responsible. Isn't that
that's
same,
good.
Same thing, or
well, that's good.
You're saying there's a difference. You're implying that good is on one side of the spectrum and responsible is on the other.
Yeah. I know it's an easy line to kind of not be able to distinguish the difference because we always try to be, you know, a good parent and try to include some kind of responsibility in that. But there definitely is some difference into that.
So who's going to call in today? That's going to be the question. Are the good parents going to dial 1-760-337-8874, or would that be the responsible parents?
Hopefully both.
We'll make them self-identify.
I know, but
are you good or responsible?
Well, I don't see the difference. I mean, I think I'm a good parent, and I'm also a responsible parent. Even though, you know, I took my daughter when she was 4 months old out to the desert in the middle of the night for New Year's and put her on a race car and strapped her with a, you know, carrier. And
but you bundled her up.
Yeah, I bundled her up. Yeah, yeah, responsible. Right. And I put the seatbelt on and everything, and there we went. Fast.
And she actually helped weigh down the back of the thing so it like, didn't roll over, right?
No, actually, this is pretty big. So what am I? I'm a good parent because I'm exposing her to stuff. And is that what it is? And I'm responsible because I bundle her up and put the seatbelt on the race car.
Well, ideally, I guess what we could consider the perfect parent, although there really isn't,
ooh,
you know, the thing as perfect parent.
No, but there isn't.
But ideally, it would be a good combination of both, because if we were to look at this as different identities, the good parent would be more of the need to control. I need to control. I need to make all the decisions. Versus the responsible parent would be like, well, it's okay for the child to make some of those decisions because some of the consequences would actually impact the child's and also help the self-esteem and self-control.
So you're saying maybe not, we shouldn't say that we are good parents because your good parent might be different from my good parent. Just be a responsible parent.
Well, and I'm thinking, I know the moment that my daughter told me very clearly I wasn't a perfect parent was when I took her in for her baby vaccinations, and I was holding her on my lap when she got her first shot. And she looked at me with an expression of, like, horror. And it was very clear that the whole perfect
parent. In other words, she didn't tell you. She just expressed it to
well,
you.
Well,
like, facial
expression. 2 months old or something. But it was really clear. I was like, oh, you are not the perfect parent. Let's see. Good parent. When did I lose that? The in control. I guess the first time she cried and I said, stop crying, and she didn't listen to me. Man, that was a lesson in control right there.
Yeah. No, and a lot of times also within the responsible parent, it's you know, you're a responsible parent when you admit that you're not perfect. You know, sometimes things, you try to be the good parent and things kind of backfire in a sense and didn't work out the way you planned them to. And just admitting, you know what, I'm human, and let's see what we can try to work with the child that will help and work for both of you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.